Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Well, it looks like Whit is tinkering around with his favorite invention again. I wonder what he's doing to the Imagination Station now. Let's get closer and find out.
Okay, the programming is complete. Seems to be working all right. Now, to set the date.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hi there, Jimmy.
What you doing?
Oh, making a few adjustments on the old Imagination Station here.
Adjustments? Is it broken?
No, nothing like that. I'm just doing a little programming, that's all. I want to make sure this new remote control is working.
Remote control? You mean like TV?
Yeah, see? You keep it in your pocket, you push this button if you want to end the adventure. Now, have you ever been in the Imagination Station before, Jimmy? I don't recall you talking about it.
No, I haven't, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, would you like to try it today? It'd help me double-check this remote control.
Well, you see, I was going to go meet Oscar to play Zappazoids.
Zappazoids? Well, far be it from me to ever compare any of my measly inventions to the brilliance of Zappazoids.
No offense. It's just that when you've played Zappazoids, every other electronic toy kind of pales, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I don't know about that, Jimmy. In the first place, the Imagination Station is not a toy. You can have as much fun with it as you can with a toy. More if you use it correctly. But if you don't want to try it, I understand. I'm sure somebody else will.
What's it about?
Well, this time I've decided to try an adventure from American history.
History, great.
Something wrong, Jimmy?
Well, it's just that history's not one of my favorite subjects.
Oh?
I mean, all those faces and dates, well, they kind of look the same after a while. I was hoping you'd choose something exciting.
Oh, but I have, Jimmy. History is very exciting, especially the time I picked. March 4th, 1865, and the weeks following.
What's so exciting about March 4th, 1865?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Hop in.
Well, I guess I should give it a try.
Good. Just sit down.
Okay.
And after I shut the door, push that white button.
The one that's flashing?
That's the one. Oh, and Jimmy?
Yeah?
Have fun.
Wow, sounds like the real thing. Well, here goes nothing. Whoa! Mr. Whitaker. So, what happens next? Okay, some woods. This is my great historical adventure, a trip to the woods.
Shh!
Huh?
Keep quiet, son. You'll scare the squirrels away.
Squirrels?
Shh!
Squirrels? You're hunting squirrels? But how? You don't have a rifle.
Don't need one. I use this.
A piece of leather? What do? Sneak up behind him and tie him to the tree?
Of course not. It's not just a piece of leather. It's a slingshot.
A rifle would definitely be easier.
Easier, perhaps, but certainly far less prestigious. The sling is a noble instrument, the weapon of King David in the Old Testament.
Can you hit anything with it?
Hit anything? My boy, you cut me to the quick. You're looking at the champion sling marksman of McLean County, Illinois, 3 years running. Why, I'm so comfortable with a sling, it almost feels like part of my right arm.
Yeah, but can you hit anything with it?
Just you watch. Ah, there's my quarry, up in that oak tree, about 20 yards away. You see him?
Yeah, next to that old shack, right?
That's the one. All right, now stand back. Hey!
Champion sling marksman of McLean County, Illinois, 3 years running, huh?
Well, I must confess those were three of my considerably younger years.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you caught me. We haven't been properly introduced, have we?
No, I guess we haven't. I'm Jimmy.
Hello, Jimmy. I'm Abe. Do we know each other?
No, I don't think so. But you do look kind of familiar, though.
I'm afraid I can't say the same thing about you, much to my regret. I've met hundreds of people in my lifetime, but I long ago gave up trying to remember them all. You're one of the few who's made it into my backyard, though.
This forest is your backyard?
In a manner of speaking. I live in a house on the edge of this wood. If you look over the tops of those trees there behind you, you can just see the roof.
Oh, yeah. I see it.
I like to come here in the stillness of the morning, before the city awakens.
City?
Yes, sir. This forest is quite deceptive, isn't it? You'd never know there was a thriving metropolis just a quarter of a mile in each direction.
Thriving metropolis? Where am I anyway?
Why, Washington City, of course.
Washington City? Washington, D.C.
Are you all right, young friend?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I just can't believe I'm here.
Oh, you're from out of town. I understand completely. I felt the same way when I first moved here. All this history around us. But after a while, you get used to it.
History, that's right.
Shh!
What is it? What's the matter?
Another squirrel. He's right over there, about 10 yards away, 12 feet up.
Yeah, I see him.
Good. He should be easy for you to hit then.
Me?
Of course. It's your turn.
But I don't know how.
Just wrap one end around here. That's it. There. You're all set. Now, just take aim and let her swing.
Okay, here it goes.
Now!
Hey, it worked! I actually made it work, did you see?
I sure did. Did you get the squirrel?
No, I just scared it, but I got the branch.
Well, that's fine. You just keep practicing and you'll be an expert in no time. Oh, dear. Well, I really must be going. I have an important appointment.
Oh, okay.
Keep practicing. That way, the next time we do this, you can give me a few pointers.
Next time? When's that gonna be?
Perhaps this afternoon.
Wait a minute. How will I find you?
Oh, well, when you hear the clock strike 12, make your way towards my house. You'll know what to do from there.
But...
Wait for 12.
Wait for 12. Okay. That's it. That's 12. Okay. He said to go toward the house. What's that? Sounds like a parade or something. It's behind this wall. Glad I'm wearing old clothes. 1, 2, 3, up. It's coming from down the street. Looks like that's where everyone's going, too.
Hey, Ellie! Look out for that carriage!
Huh? Oh. Whoa!
You all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Don't you know better than to stand in the middle of the street?
I just wanted to see where everyone was going.
That's a good way to get yourself killed. Carriage almost ran right over you.
Yeah, thanks for pulling me out of the way.
That's all right. We're gonna be late now, though.
Late for what?
Inauguration, of course.
Inauguration?
Yeah, you know, the ceremony where they swear at people in office.
Swear it? Oh, you mean inauguration. So that's where everyone's going.
Yeah, and we better follow them if we want to get there for the good stuff. Come on.
Me? I'm going with you.
Only if you want to be witness to the biggest event in the history of the United States. It's up to you.
Sure. Wait a minute. Who are you anyway?
My name's David. David Harrell.
I'm Jimmy Barkley.
Pleased to meet you. Let's go.
Wow! Look at all the people. I don't think we're gonna get in.
Yeah, Yeah, we will. A friend of mine's saving some places down front. Now, where is he?
This is incredible. I've never been to an inauguration before.
I have. 4 years ago, before the war started. But I think this is going to be a lot better. Hey, there's my friend. Come on.
Excuse me. Coming through. This is worse than free ice cream day at Wits End.
Here, Jimmy.
I didn't think I was going to make it.
Jimmy, it's Lewis Payne. Payne, it's Jimmy Barkley.
Hi. Likewise, I'm sure.
How long's he been on?
A little while. Johnson already took the oath.
Where's the captain?
Up on the platform.
Over there, see?
You mean the guy with the mustache?
That's him.
Is he going to speak next?
He gonna do a lot more than speak.
Hey, I know the guy who's speaking right now.
Not many people around here don't.
I hunted squirrels with him.
You what?
Yeah, this morning we hunted squirrels with a slingshot. I thought he looked familiar this morning, but now... Oh, my word. That's Abraham Lincoln.
With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right. Let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations.
If you'll place your hand upon the Bible, sir, and repeat the oath of office.
I, Abraham Lincoln, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
Adventures in Odyssey will continue in just a moment. And now, back to the adventure.
Abraham Lincoln! Hey, you guys, that's Abraham Lincoln!
We know! Why didn't he do it, Payne? Lincoln was in the clear. Why didn't the captain do it?
I don't know. Something must have gone wrong.
I can't believe it! That's Abraham Lincoln! And I know him! Mr. President! President Lincoln!
Keep him quiet!
Jimmy, be still!
Hey! Down here! It's me! Jimmy, remember?
Hello!
He saw me! He saw me!
Jimmy!
Hi, Mr. President!
Come on up!
I'm with some friends! We can't get through the crowd!
I'll attend to that! Lieutenant, escort that young man and his friends inside, please.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Great! Come on, you guys. I'll introduce you to President Lincoln.
We can't be seen with him, Harold.
I know.
Well, what are you waiting for? Come on!
We can't, Jimmy. We gotta go find the captain.
The captain? Who cares about the captain when you have the president?
Harold, soldiers are coming. We gotta get out of here now!
I have to leave, Jimmy. Maybe I'll see you later. Let's go, Payne.
But wait! Here.
Excuse me, young man. President Lincoln requests your presence inside. This way, please.
This is the Capitol building?
Yes.
Noisy, isn't it?
It'll quiet down when you get behind this door.
I am the commander-in-chief of the Army, an army that is currently fighting a war. Now, don't you think failing to at least view the front lines of battle might be construed by those actually doing the fighting as downright cowardice?
Let them think what they want. I still say that jeopardizing your life for the sake of appearances is a most foolhardy move.
Perhaps, Mr. Stanton. But then, I've been known to make more than a few of those in my time. Ah, I see my visitor has arrived. Jimmy, how nice to see you again. What happened to your friends?
They had to leave. They said they needed to see their captain.
How unfortunate. Well, since you can't introduce me to your friends, let me introduce you to one of mine.
This is my Secretary of War, Mr. Stanton. Stanton, this is an old squirrel hunting acquaintance of mine, Jimmy. I don't believe I know your last name.
Barkley.
Jimmy O'Barkley.
No, not O'Barkley, just Barkley without the O.
Pleased to meet you.
Yeah, me too.
Is something wrong, my boy?
Wrong? Yeah, I mean, I can't believe this. Why didn't you tell me who you were this morning?
I did.
You just said your name was Abe.
And so it is.
Yeah, but you're not just Abe. I mean, I know lots of Abes. Abe Goldfarb, Abe McDonald, Abe Horowitz. But you're the Abe, Abraham Lincoln.
I hope that won't make a difference in our friendship.
Of course it makes a difference. You're President of the United States, the greatest president. The one who freed the slaves and got us through the Civil War.
Well, as it stands now, I can only take credit for one of those accomplishments. The war is still upon us, unless you're privy to some information I have yet to receive.
No, I meant that I'm sure you will get us through the Civil War.
Well, I appreciate your confidence, Jimmy. After 4 long years, it helps to hear a positive word, huh, Stanton?
Well, I would say that depends on the source of those words, Mr. President.
Which is precisely why I need to visit the front lines, Mr. Secretary, so that I can make sure the reports I am receiving are as truly glowing as they appear to be. Would you like to come along, Jimmy?
Me?
Yes. Oh, don't let Mr. Stanton's overprotectiveness worry you. I've taken my family up there many times. You'll be perfectly safe.
I'm not worried. I'd love to go.
Good. Lieutenant, please be good enough to inform the captain of the River Queen that there'll be one more passenger aboard.
Yes, sir.
Ever been on a riverboat before, Jimmy?
No, sir.
Well, the River Queen is the best.
Where are we going?
We're bound for City Point, Virginia. I'll be able to introduce you to another one of my good friends, General Grant.
General Grant?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I trust you found your tour satisfactory, Mr. President.
Indeed I did, General. Indeed I did.
And how about you, young man?
Yeah, it was great.
Well, preparations for a war are never great, son. They may be necessary, but never great.
Where do we stand now, General?
I believe the outcome is simply a matter of arithmetic, sir. The arrival of Sherman's and Sheridan's forces has effectively sealed off the area around Richmond. Now, Sheridan is laying siege to Petersburg even as we speak. I expect to enter the city shortly. There's nothing left of the rebellion except Johnson in North Carolina and Lee here in Richmond. And Lee can't have more than 50,000 men.
Then we outnumber him 3-1.
As I said, sir, it's simply a matter of arithmetic.
But yet another battle rages. I'd hope to avoid it. So much blood has been spilt already.
The inevitable result of war, sir.
Yes. How lightly we toss off the almighty Sixth Commandment when it conflicts with our own causes.
Indeed, sir.
I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to get away from Washington, General.
Oh, that's why I asked you, sir. I had a feeling you might want to get some rest.
And what more restful place than the front? Well, actually, there's probably quite a few good squirrel hunting spots around here. Jimmy, what do you say?
Sure, I'm ready when you are.
Sir, I do have a few items that need your immediate and private attention.
That's okay. I'll just wait outside.
No, now you go ahead. I'll join you as soon as we finish here. Won't be long, I promise.
Well, okay.
Oh, and Jimmy, I'll let you in on a little secret. The best place to find squirrels is the woods in back of the mess tent.
Yeah, thanks.
Just don't wander too far, though. You can never tell what you might run into.
Okay, I won't. There's another one. Just take it easy. Put a stone in the sling. Swing it around in. Oh, man, just barely missed. I'm getting pretty good at this. I'll give President Lincoln a run for his money. If he ever gets here. I wonder what's taking him so long. Maybe I should go back. If I knew which way back was. Great! I'm lost! and it'll be dark soon. Now what do I do? Hey, there's an old shack. Well, at least I'll have a place to sleep tonight. Man, this place is really old. Hello? Hello? Anybody home?
Stop it now. Stop that moving. I don't want to have to hurt you, boy. Let him go home. He just a boy. Maybe somebody with him, Mose.
Or anybody with you, boy. Let him go. Let him go.
Don't you do nothing now. I mean, I'll hurt you if I have to.
Ow. I won't do anything. I promise. What could I do anyway? Who are you guys?
Never mind that. Who's you?
My name is Jimmy.
Sorry, Hunk was so hard on you, Jimmy. He don't mean it. He just scared.
Of me? He's 3 times my size. I don't think you guys have anything to worry about.
Oh, yes, we does. We always got to be real careful about the folks we comes across.
Why?
Because some of those folks wants to send us back south. That's why.
See? We's runaway slaves.
Wow.
How come you be this far out into the woods, Jimmy?
I got lost. I was hunting squirrels with my slingshot. See?
Oh, yeah. It's a mighty fine slingshot, too. Just like King David used in the Old Testament.
Yeah. That's just what Lincoln said the last time we went squirrel hunting.
Lincoln?
You know Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah. I guess I do.
He's the great emancipator. He gave us our freedom. If he is your friend, then we are proud to have you as ours.
Horses! It's a Confederate. They're coming this way. You led them right to us, didn't you, boy?
No, I didn't. You gotta believe me.
Why, listen.
Lieutenant, pass the word. Take a 5-minute rest here.
Yes, sir! 5-minute rest!
The boy didn't know they's around here, Hunk. Well, dude, we gotta keep quiet, that's what. Maybe they won't come this way.
Sergeant, take a detail and see what's in that shack.
Yes, sir. You two follow me.
Then again, maybe they will.
If they find us in here, they'll kill us.
Kill you? Why?
Reb Armin, don't take no colored prisoners, boy. They just shoot some. What we gonna do, Mose? What we gonna do?
I don't know. I just don't know.
What's going to happen to Jimmy, Mose, and Hunk? Will the Confederate soldiers find them? How are they going to get out of this mess? There's only one way to find out. Keep listening.